Carlsbad, People, Purpose, and Impact, an essential podcast for those who live, work, visit, and play in Carlsbad.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. My name is Brett Schonzenbach. I'm the president and CEO of the Carlsbad Chamber of Commerce, and I'm your host today. And I'm pleased to have with me Greg Reitman, the CEO and founder of the Blue Water Institute. Greg, thanks for coming today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know getting here, you know, you were in Europe, what, all the way up till about yesterday?
That's correct. Yeah, we were at the Berlinale Film Festival.
So you've been busy.
In Berlin, Germany.
Wow. Okay. Well, thanks for coming in, you know, so quickly after just getting back from Europe. And we'll explain to our audience here in a little bit why the timing of this was so important, because we got a message we want to share with everybody about what you guys are doing. But before we jump into that, I'd love to get into your background a little bit, because you have quite an interesting, fascinating background. You have been a film director, producer, screenwriter for over 20 years, it looks like. And so what got you started in that line of work in the first place?
It's a great question. You know, why did I want to run around with the camera for maybe 15 years? I was very young. My grandfather, Harry Reitman, used to take me on the beach with the camera in Brighton Beach. And I think that's where my love affair with the camera and storytelling began. And I think as it relates to becoming a filmmaker, that was always inside me. It just needed to come out like anything in life. I think, you know, for me, my journey began on Catalina Island. I was a history major at UMass Amherst, and I was really fascinated about the kelp forests run, you know, along, you know, Casino Point. And it was there where my journey began.
I saw that you had your bachelor's in history, and then it looks like maybe about 10 years later went and got a specific master's in production, film production. So yeah, you had that whole journey. Were you like actually teaching history and things like that?
You know, for me, it started out, I think I worked for 5 years in tech.
Okay.
I worked for two leading tech companies, one called the Meta Group that got sold for like, I don't know, $400 million, and another one called LSI Logic, which was a semiconductor $3 billion chip company with $1 billion cash.
Wow.
And I ran their media entertainment division for 2 years.
Okay.
And it's really, I think it's an interesting story. You know, it's, you know, all the money in the world can't make you happy. Mm-hmm. And I was really good at what I did. I love tech, but I love film more. And mm-hmm. So what I did was I worked during the day. And then at night, I went to school at UCLA for film and television and did, and that's where I got my extended studies in production, writing, directing, producing, et cetera.
That's fascinating. And so with that, it looks like in 2020, you started the Blue Water Film Festival. So why don't you tell everybody what the Blue Water Film Festival is and why you started it and all that?
Yeah, I mean, I would preface by saying, you know, I was working for my friend Rich Paradise, who runs the Martha's Vineyard Film Society.
Oh, wow.
And Rich runs an stellar organization on the Vineyard. It's a 12-month program where he has, I think, about 6 film festivals. And I had met him up at Sundance. He befriended me. And I think it was there where I started to help him in different areas of running a film festival, from marketing sponsors to programming to introduction to some high-level filmmakers. I think it was there where my training ground began.
Sure.
I didn't just come out and just say, I'm going to run a film festival. I think I spent about 5 years working with Rich. He never really says I really work for him, but I did. And I have his checks, you know, that I got every year. But it was really, I would just say, it was really a testament, because he really runs a really well-run organization. And it was just a great place to learn. And then he actually helped me when in 2020, it was started in 2019, we were supposed to do it. And I made a feature film that was on Lionsgate, that's on Hulu, called Crypto. So we ended up doing it in 2020. And it was really there, that was really where it began, where I decided to create my own film festival with a sort of a clear message about environmental storytelling.
Very interesting. And so you've made multiple feature films, it sounds like, and you got your feet wet in 2019, and then bringing you full force to the Blue Water Film Festival. And what I want to do, we're going to take a quick pause right here. And when we come back, I want you to just unpack everything, because I've gone through the website and there's a lot to this film festival. So I want to hear all about it. So we are talking to Greg Reitman, from the CEO and founder of the Blue Water Institute. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
I want to take a moment to introduce you to our partners at DiffMix Productions. They are a top-tier podcast management company that makes podcasting as easy as making a cup of coffee in your own kitchen. DiffMix specializes in launching new podcasts and maintaining existing ones right from the comfort of your own home. No need to step into a studio or even change out of your pajamas. They've got the tech handled so you can focus on sharing your message. Whether you're a coach, trainer, salesperson, or someone who's just starting to explore the world of podcasting, DiffMix is here to help. They'll transform your podcast into a powerful lead generation tool without overwhelming you with the technical side of things. Ready to start your own podcast? Visit diffmix.com. The link is in the show notes. Let DiffMix handle the tech while you handle the talk. Now, back to our show.
So, Greg, before we took a break, we were just teasing up this amazing film festival that you started and just been going for a few years now, handful of years. It's coming up. So, first of all, tell everybody when it's coming up and then just start to go into some of the different things that are involved.
Sure. So, this will be our fifth year. It's a 4-day festival. It's not a 10-day or a week. It's 4 days. It starts on Thursday night and ends on Sunday evening. We try to find a hosting country for our film festival. This year, it'll be France. Last year, I think it was England. They had about 6 films. This year, France had about 6 as well. So opening night, we do it every year at a place in Balboa Park called MOPA, which is now part of San Diego Museum of Art. And we'll have a reception there as well. And our opening film is with the French filmmaker, Albert Jean Lavert. And the film is called Whale Nation. And it'll be a world premiere screening. And the French consulate will come down and do opening remarks. We're really excited about that.
That's amazing. You said Thursday through Sunday, but we should be specific. Thursday, March 21st.
March 21st, ending on Sunday, March 24th.
Perfect. Okay, and go ahead.
So it's a 4-day festival. We program about 50 films, shorts, features, docs, animations. All those films are in competition. They'll be in awards. We also do on that Saturday, March 23rd. It's a private lunch at the Intercontinental. We call it the Filmmakers Brunch. We give about $20,000 in prizes. And one of them will be a Hewlett-Packard laptop, an HP workstation, a bunch of Patagonia sweatshirts, some software, and some GoPro cameras. So really, it's really a filmmakers-friendly festival.
That's really amazing.
We're really giving them the tools and the technology, and we're really acknowledging their work and then giving them, some more stuff that they can go out and make some more content. And then in terms of the festival, we also do a full day of environmental storytelling panels. So this year we've taken over the Conrad in La Jolla at the Performing Arts Center. And it'll start off with our leading panel, which will be Athletes for the Oceans, using sports for good. And then we'll do others, production, post-production, sustainability, animation, independent finance and distribution. And we also do a Latin panel. We're very cognizant of our Spanish derivative down here in terms of the 4.5 million people that live in San Diego. I think about one-third speak Spanish.
Yeah.
So we do work with Guatemala and Costa Rica and other Latin countries, and we try to curate content from there as well.
Well, that's fantastic. When I was on the website and doing some research to prepare for our discussion, it looked like, I think you mentioned just now that there was something like 50 different films with shorts and this and that and features, but it looked like there was a variety of different venues around the community that people could go to see these.
Correct. I mean, we are trying to be more concentrated. However, San Diego is just a vast place. So our headquarters this year is in La Jolla, downtown at Sotheby's. People can check in, they can get their badges, they can get tickets. We'll also have a couple of painters doing live painting for the ocean.
Oh, tremendous.
And then this year, we're also working with the city of San Diego and the city of Encinitas, and hopefully we'll be working with the city of Carlsbad as well, those community library centers. So
wonderful.
Those are, I would classify, our NGO houses where we're showcasing impact content. So we're doing that at the La Jolla Ryford Public Library, at the Encinitas Community Center, and also at the La Jolla Recreation Center. There'll be some free content as well. And then also our venues, we're also showcasing at at UC San Diego at the Innovation Building. They have a theater there on campus that will be showing some content Friday night. And then also being a little bit just in the spirit of a film festival, like where you can find a screen and a venue, some pop-ups. So nice. We are showing, I think Sotheby's has a very large screen, and we'll be doing some night screenings as well.
Wonderful. You mentioned having some panel discussions. It looked like, again, just from my cursory review of the website, it looks like there's about 5 different panel discussions. Is that accurate?
No, I think it's been added now. There's about 8.
Oh, wow.
But you are correct. There is 5. We haven't published the other 3.
Okay.
Historically, we've done a finance, distribution, and animation and a Latin panel. But we also, the panels that you did see are the ones where the filmmakers come in and we try to keep them active and busy. And so we added 3 more, but they haven't been published. So that's why.
That's great. So it's more to come, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're very lucky. We have Veronica Taylor, who's the voice of Ash in Pokemon.
Okay.
So she comes down, she's lended her celebrityness, you know, for the film festival. She really cares about the cause. I mean, I probably should just preface by saying, you know, the mission of the Blue Water Film Festival is really about curating ocean, water, nature, wildlife, environmental storytellers, whether it's a feature, whether it's a short, whether it's an animation. It's really the thread that we're really looking for. And we're really looking for, not I would say advocacy films, but more films that are entertaining, that have an exciting incident, that propel you, that want you to, that you'll be engaged, you want to sit for 20, 30, or an hour or longer.
Oh, that's fantastic, fantastic. The site where people can go to learn, I mean, we're talking about this today, and by the time somebody hears this podcast, probably you'll have all those panels up on the site, because knowing you, you'll have them up tomorrow. But it sounds like the website's continuing to evolve as we get closer to March 21st. But go ahead and give everybody that URL where they can go.
Yeah, so there's 2 things. We did buy BWFF.net for the short, you know, way for people to find the film festival, or they can go to bluewaterfilmfestival.org. But in the spirit of TIFF, Toronto International Film Festival, they do TIFF, TIFF.net.
Oh, interesting.
And so we were able to buy BWFF.net, and we said, this is really smart.
Yeah.
Make it easy, make it simple. And then also, just to preface, Brett, we will publish our festival schedule. I did get an email this morning from an executive over at Qualcomm saying, you know, where's all the venues? Where do I find all the information? Our schedule will lay out all the times, all the schedules, all the activities, all the events that they can go to, and everything to date, they can go and buy tickets.
Yeah, wonderful. And again, as I said, that by the time they hear this, that will probably already all be up. But so that's wonderful. And so, yeah, talk about the ticket price, because it looked like there were passes or individual tickets. How does it work?
Yeah, so we try to keep it really simple. Can offer today a 10% code, BWFF10. They can put that in the ticket slot and they can get 10%. Just being, you know, listening to the Carlsbad, you know, City of Charlesbad, I'm a member. So I think it's really important that we want to reach out to our community. Ticket prices are simple. They're $15 for shorts and they're $22 for features. And then there are a couple of pass items. Think like the luxury pass or is like $650. And then there's like an eco pass for like $300.
Nice.
Which is pretty much giving you a discounted price on everything. I think the award show is about $150. You know, if you add it up, you're pretty much getting about 20% savings.
Very nice. So chamber members, you heard that. BWFF10 gets you 10. Did I say it right?
Yeah. Yeah.
BWFF10 gets you 10% off on your ticket price. So take advantage of that. Hint, hint. And go out to BWFF.net or BlueWaterFilmFestival.org and find out everything going on. Did we miss anything?
Yeah, I would you know, probably because there's just so much, but I think the key thing here is to just state, like, opening night is Whale Nation, Thursday night. Friday night is the Austrian night. So the Austrian consulate comes down. We have a really incredible film by an Austrian filmmaker named Sarah Nuremberg, made a film called Orca, Black, White, and Gold, which looks at the release of orcas and in the face of Putin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really incredible.
Wow.
And then Saturday night, we have a film called Plastic Sphere, which again deals with plastics and microplastics, another very sort of controversial issue, but very engaging. And then, like I said, you know, we usually end our festival through our award show. And this year we're honoring, every year we try to find that individual who really does incredible things. So past honorees have been Dr. Jane Goodall, Dr. Sylvie Earle. Last year was Yvonne Chouinard. This year it's UN water activist Maude Burlot from Canada, and the Canadian consulate is coming down to honor her.
Wonderful.
So we truly try to, you know, create an experience for those filmmakers and to honor them. And I think an award show is really important.
Oh, that's great. You mentioned the plastic movie and how like controversial, but it's so important for all of us to realize the impacts of these microplastics in our beautiful, I mean, you know, here we are in our slice of paradise, but to keep it that way, you know, it does take some intentional thought and action and practice. So very important that you guys are highlighting this stuff.
Yeah, I get my water in Carlsbad. I go to the alkaline station.
Right,
so
on.
You know, so that's where I fill up. I've been filling up since I've been down here for the past 5 years. I would just say, you know, the key thing about the Blue Water Film Festival is, I always say, is knowledge is power.
Yes.
The more we educate, the more we inform, the better our decisions are going to be making. I've been on, like, you know, Fox and other networks, and they say, you know, water is political. I said, well, everything is political. But I think the key thing is about making the right choices.
Yeah.
So, you know, what we do, I think what I think is unique about the Blue Water Film Festival is that curation of content, because it's so concentrated and so specific, you're going to walk out and you're going to become very educated, enlightened, and you're going to put a smile on your face because you're going to be a little bit more in the know.
Yeah. Well, I can honestly say that I wasn't familiar with your film festival before you guys joined our chamber. And I was looking up some of our nonprofit members and came across you guys and thought, oh, we definitely want to have you on here to help get the word out about this incredible work you're doing. And we feel blessed that you are part of our Carlsbad Chamber family, and we want to do what we can to highlight the amazing work you're doing.
You know, I really appreciate it, Brett. You know, that's one of the reasons what I did. Like when I went online, I was like, I always read and get educated about different chambers, and I was like, wow, this one's really exceptional. And I thought it was really cool, you know, that you reached out and said, hey, you know, Greg, do you want to come on and just share a little bit? I think that's the most important part of being in a chamber.
For sure.
Is that you get part of a community, you can accelerate your message, and I think this message is really important.
Yeah, I agree. So everybody, if this is the first time you're hearing about it, make sure and go check out bluewaterfilmfestival.org or bwff.net and find out the whole schedule of what's going on, participate, and come to some shorts, some feature films, and like you said, knowledge is power. Let's keep this beautiful blue ocean blue and, you know, healthy, and keep it going for not only ourselves, but for generations to come.
Yeah, and I'd also say, you know, the thing that, which is really cool about the Blue Water Film Festival, it's not just the documentaries and the shorts, but we get a really good slice of animated films.
Oh, nice.
We do that for a reason, because they're family friendly. We know that families down here have two or three kids. They want to bring their children. So really, we try to find content that sort of fits that mold as well. So there's really something for everybody.
Love it. Love it, love it. Well, thanks so much for taking the time and, you know, dragging yourself here the day after you got back from Europe. And
that's fine.
And our audience doesn't know that you and I had a little miscommunication this morning.
It's fine, Brad.
But we're here, and I appreciate you doing it, and look forward. I'm going to be checking my schedule, see if I can make it down.
No, we'll definitely get you some tickets. Like I said, I think it's really important. You know, when you join a chamber, the whole point of being a chamber member is to be part of a community.
For sure.
And so for us, we think this goes hand in hand. It's not just, you know, it's being an active participant.
Yeah.
So I really just super grateful that one that you read, you know, because as people don't know, I think there are 15,000 nonprofits in San Diego. So, you know, for us, that's a lot. And, you know, we're a very young nonprofit. We are working with Wild Coast, which is a stellar nonprofit, and as well as the Walter Monk Foundation in La Jolla. So we have some pillars on both sides. We didn't walk into the marketplace, I would say, naked this year. We put a couple of tentpoles on the side of us. But I think it's also really important that, you know, when you become a member of a chamber, that your chamber, you know, reciprocate. So I really appreciate, Brett, you know, taking the time.
Absolutely.
And just learn a little bit more about the Blue Water.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for being here.
Thanks for joining us today on our Carlsbad People, Purpose, and Impact podcast. If you got value out of our episode today, please hit the follow button on your favorite podcast app and please tell a friend. Can't wait to see you next time on Carlsbad People, Purpose, and Impact.